There's a sharp burnt smell in the air as 7th grader Tyler Kroom uses an electric tool to polish a caribou antler. The areas he's already polished gleam bright and white.
I'm making a cribbage board out of it, and I'm going to do crimshaw in it, and we're going to stain it brown. And I got to write a report about my cribbage / crimshaw stained. I've always wanted to make a cribbage board. Me and my dad used to play it.
Projects like these are crucial to making the new subsistence calendar work. Students still have the same requirements they need to fulfill in a year, but they have less time for them. Kirsten Buckmaster is one of Kroom's teachers.
We have, this herd of caribou that come through here, so we have lots of caribou sheds. And I said, we can make your very own caribou cribbage board. And so we were able to tie in lots of different standards. He'll have a writing component. He has, science and engineering and arts, and then his cultural side, and he's able to connect it with his home. And so I think it's a very meaningful project to him, and so it makes it even more exciting.
Principal Casey Luke says that transitioning to the new calendar has challenged students and teachers to think creatively about how to meet school requirements.
I think the main strengths really show in our students having spent more time with their families and doing what they do in the summer. And ideally, that will also prove positive in May when we let out of school on the 1st. It gives them the opportunity to experience more place-based educational opportunities and to really take advantage of their experiences in the summer to count as some of our standards towards their graduation requirements.
For the 12 schools in the Lake and Peninsula School District, classes started this year on September 5th. They'll let out on May 1st. In Port Hyden, I'm Avery Lill.